Yeah, it's the Prince. Fresh. In the unmarked car with the tents. Mark Anthony with the new anthem. Yeah, I know, it's a little intense. Ferragamo on the collar. We gon' mash a throttle in Miami Harbor. Girl, you want me like a shatter. You make a move, make it matter.
What's cracking with y'all's Mac and fucking the Lewis Talk Radio? We are doing an impromptu show for y'all tonight. Did you start us up on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, good. Make sure we're on Spotify streaming. We here with Lewis Talk Radio, man. We just jumping in live, giving y'all something to dream about on Sundays. But with me, as always, is my
the greatest co-host.
I just knew what I have to say. You're probably the best co-host.
How many co-hosts you don't have?
Eric was like a
not Eric. What's my Aaron, right?
Eric, my boy, my brother.
Oh, okay.
He filled in like every so often when I had needed somebody, but he really wasn't always here. Mm-hmm. Erica was the first one.
The girl you trained?
Eric. But no, she was one. Let me see. And then we also had the other guy. First of no day. We're breaking the year down, man. The year is coming down. Christmas is like tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? New Year's is like right around the corner. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But 2023, year of increase, let's call it. But
yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is.
People out here with no jobs can get one in 2023. Investments and shit.
Smart time, good time. Everything down, everything cheap.
Gas is low right now, so if you don't have enough gas, go fill up.
270, yeah. 274 or something.
I got some for 269.
Where are you?
Over there by the gym.
The Exxon?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I be going to get my energy drinks in the morning when y'all ain't there at 4 in the morning. I be like, damn, gotta
you
stop.
You calling me something, I said, where you at?
Where you at, nigga? Oh, I'm 6 minutes away.
I'm always 6 minutes away. Every time you call me.
I'm glad I've called you more than 3 times. I'm 6 minutes away. I don't know.
You hear me so late? You are. He's 6 minutes away. How you know?
He's six minutes away. He'll be here in a second. But yeah, so tonight's show is going to be pretty fun, man. We got KJ behind the mic with us. Say what that.
Hello, hello, hello.
You know what I'm saying? KJ, how was your week?
You know, it's not too bad. It's not too bad.
She gave her
I got you. I got you.
She's like, nigga, me. So what else you got going on? What's this cooking thing going?
Yes, KJ's Kitchen. So I just actually fulfilled an order today for a Christmas dinner.
Word. Notice I ain't getting no Christmas dinner, though.
You know,
Black people do.
I
know.
Go ahead.
No. I guess my debut for my friend's launch party was with Rasta Pasta, and so I accidentally created fiends. Everybody.
See, I was when you said Rasta Pasta earlier, I was like, kind of curious. Is it Jamaican style?
Mm-hmm. Like a jerk Alfredo, basically.
No, you got me with the jerk. I'm lost. Is it spicy?
It can be. So like when I made it for the launch party, it was mild, but like this one was had a little bit more.
I think you eat spicier food than me.
No, fuck, I can't
eat spicy shit.
Nigga, I eat hot wings and start sweat.
Nigga, I eat hot wings.
I eat mild wings.
There we go. Right here.
That's what I'm saying.
So you can eat it.
I can eat mild, but I'm still gonna sweat.
Yeah, it's still gonna bother me.
Like the back of my neck is gonna start sweating. Bro. I said you're not. I bite into that. I'm like, I'm not home. Vinegar,
you start breathing that.
water. So, I don't know. Oh, hit the other thing. It's echoing back.
It's echoing back?
On this side. No. Yeah. Is it on? Was it? Excuse me with my technical ass. Anywho, but yeah, so, I'm ready for this thing, man. We're gonna go to a quick song break. KJ, what we got?
We got Soldier by Hailey and Tion Wayne.
And when we come back, we're gonna get right into it, y'all. Stay tuned. Lewis Talk Radio.
Take See, I carry my ass over my shoulder. Well, I'm a Cherokee Rapanuche. I'm a one-man soldier. Oh, cause if money no demo, mama cora. So even if you don't do it for me, do it for my brothers. Oh, never had a penny, had to get it from my elders. You ain't never know it, let me tell you about my throwback. I'm growing into some cells, rough them and all that. And I'm getting the decision from a flashback. Tine seba, me tine kwapa, bukwa.
Lewis Talk Radio. I'm your host, Devon Lewis. With me, as always, is
your host, Devon Lewis.
Shut your ass up. Anywho, I'm gonna start being Keebus now. Now you gotta open up the show.
I'm gonna do it just like that, too.
You know, I'm gonna like, yo, this is Devon. Yo,
Devon Lewis. Welcome to Lewis Talk Radio. I'm your host, Devon Lewis.
Stupid ass. Yeah, I feel like after we just had this huge water break.
Oh my gosh.
Like, dude, that was some hardcore bonding.
I will have to say I appreciate every one of y'all.
Can you name a nigga that has done that? Most niggas
are like, well, shit, I'm gonna let you handle it.
I'm
like,
oh, shit, bro, man, I don't even know what to do, bro.
You want me to step out?
Can you step out, bro? Let you handle this, bro.
I'm like, I'll come back and holler at you later. I think now that I feel like y'all gave me a perspective of like niggas really will help some shit.
Oh yeah, bro. Trust me, I've been through some bullshit. I got to.
Like Jesus, good thing I was home though.
You know? Yeah,
because that would have been
bad. I remember it came back, and then it's cold as fuck. Whatever, I would have froze.
I've been in here skating.
That shit would have walked in and bust his ass.
I think I would have been in here.
Oh shit!
So. You getting ready to talk about something?
Yes.
What you got on the hot topic for us today? These are hot topics. That's what we got. These are what we call it.
Okay, so the first topic, I was on Instagram. Okay. This girl, Australian girl, was dating a guy for 3 months. And she noticed that he kept liking pictures on Instagram of like Instagram models.
Right.
You know, the baddies with the BBLs, whatever. And she wasn't shaped like that, so she got really insecure. She said she was crying every night because she was trying to figure out why he was liking those pictures. Finally, she went, didn't say anything to him, but she went and got her body done so she could look like those guys, the pictures she was liking. And the guy ended up breaking up with her. And she got upset because she said, for one, the guy ended up dating somebody else that looked like her before she got her body done. She was upset because she's like, I got this irreversible surgery just for him to leave me, and she didn't get it.
You want to take this one and not come in?
So for the girls that don't get it,
turn us up on this mic because I need people to hear what we about to
say. Oh Lord!
So for the girls that don't get it, right?
Okay, all right.
Why? What is the deal with that? Like, you know, he ended up leaving her.
For the same
girl, but he was liking those pictures on Instagram.
You want it first, or you want me
to? I'm gonna start it off with an analogy. I like McLarens. I like Ferraris. I like Bugattis. I like Lamborghinis. I like to look at them, but I don't want to drive one. I don't want to. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to drive it. It's not what I want. It looks good. I like it. It's a good looking car, but I really don't want it.
Okay, so it's like window shopping.
It is.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it, right? So for me, and I'm going to break this down just for people to really understand what we're talking about. So men are visual creatures. Like, we're visual. So, yeah, we may see something nice. We may like the shit. Oh, she got an ass out. She got a nice ass. Click, like. Oh, she got a nice life and show her boobies off. Click, like. Oh, she got a nice face and body. Click, like. We're visual. We're not blind.
I want it.
doesn't mean we want a chick like that. So when women stereotype us, men be like, oh, y'all look like, y'all like model type chicks. No, I like me.
Regular dude.
Because I ain't trying to dress up and go out with your ass every
day. I don't. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That gave me anxiety. I'm like, damn, she look like I gotta go out with her all the time.
Man, if you look like you want to go out 24/7, I don't want you.
Good.
Like, that's just true being told, because at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, it looks nice.
That's it.
But that's it.
That's it.
I'm just saying, because it's not every day we're going to run into them same motherfuckers we liking photos of. We live in a different space-time continuum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because them chicks is always on... If I always see you like that on social media, there is no relationship that I want with you. Like, case in point, I dated a chick, had no breasts. Personality was great, body was great. Okay, but... It was doable. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I was looking for the top tier, like boobies bow, ass bow. I wasn't looking for that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not that. People see me and be like, that's what you like, don't you? No, motherfucker, that's not what I like. I'm basically, if I can chill at the crib with you, I'm straight.
I'm good. I'm straight. That's all I need, bro.
I'm not looking for no over. When you got too much shit that's causing you to have too much attention, that's not something that we like.
Yeah.
You're already getting that shit on social media. I don't want you to come home and be like, hey, let me tell you about this. I don't really give a fuck.
Now, there's not nothing necessarily wrong with your body. Like, if you just got an amazing shape, cool. Like, it's cool, but it's like, it's not going to be our determinant. That's not going to be my determinant
factor. That's not going to be the determinant factor, because I've dated chicks with no ass. At breasts, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm a breast and thigh man. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got breasts, like, and you got thighs, we good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can still eat. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I can still eat, you know what I'm saying? Hungry. You know what I mean? But to her account, and this ain't a jab towards her, but truth being told, that's a self issue. Because my thing is, you could have asked him, is this, babe, I'm thinking about doing this, what do you think?
Yeah.
Give the man the option. You chose to do that shit because that's where I was going with my point. The girl went and got her breast augmentation. And turn into a whole different person.
That's not the person I decided to date. I didn't decide to date the girl with the fake breasts. I decided to date the girl with the real breasts. Even if they ain't there. I still wanted the one.
I still wanted
you. I wanted that one. You know, now you're not that person.
So I get it. Women want to, you know, upkeep themselves and be present for the man that they want to look good for. But just the small stuff matters. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything doesn't have to be bang, boom, pow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you go... If you got a nice leg, you got nice legs and a nice ass, you put on some boy shorts and a matching bra set to go with it, nigga, we good. And you walking around the house like that, the cheeks moving, I'm cool.
Boom, bam, bow.
You know what I'm saying? Bam, boom, bow. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, it doesn't have to be what you assume that we like. Just because we liking it, it's just visual. Men are visual creatures. Just like women aren't blind, they like what they see. Doesn't mean you're gonna go after it. You just like what you see.
It's true.
You don't go to the store looking at something and buy it all the time. Same thing go with it. Like, just is ugh. Too much crazy. Too much crazy.
Right.
What else on the hot topic list we got, man?
So, before we move on, just to confirm,
mm-hmm.
guys don't like. When people get BBLs, like Brazilians and all that stuff, like, y'all prefer natural.
It would be hard to say 100% because some men don't really care. But if you ask, like, I can guarantee you.
Out of 30 of our friends.
29. I would say 29.
I'll go 25.
25?
That'll say no. The other five, that'll be like, hey, y'all like this shit.
I feel like they would do it. Like, they just do it because it's.
Yeah, just because that's what they are.
Probably, if you put like a natural ass in a BBL, ain't no way they going for it. Though. They going for the natural.
Cause. Yeah, because, I mean, jiggle, jelly, jam don't move.
Yeah, like that's really what it is. I'm going to be honest.
That must be jelly because jam don't move like that.
Be
the, you understand what I'm saying? You feel
it'd be the boggle when they walk. That's what it'd be.
Man, it'd be that waddle.
It'd be this. That's all they care about.
Dudes is looking for jiggle.
They don't care about. Like, you, if you got size.
If it just do this.
That's
not enough.
Yeah, it's like, all right, that's cool, but if it do that, you know how it'd be like,
Oh, but.
Oh, yeah, they're silly.
You know what I'm saying?
He said, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Like, if she walking, that thing go, oh, all right now. You know what I'm saying? I see you. You know what I'm saying? I see you. It's just real shit. Like, and there may be people that get offended by, you know, the whole BBL thing, but guess what? That's just, everybody has a preference. And that's not a jab towards them that's doing it. It's just, that's a self-conscious thing. What you like is for you. The niggas that want you to have fake shit, that's just because they ain't got enough going on and they like it. They want it. They life is fake too.
Honestly.
That's just me being real.
Okay.
I need real all the way around.
You gotta think about it. Think about the type of niggas that actually be with women that have all these like plastic surgeries. Like, think about what type of nigga those are. It's usually not niggas like us. Nah. It's always like dollar size, maybe a rapper, somebody like in just that. Just in that industry itself, I feel like.
Well, that, and then they're trying to keep up with the high life image.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed that in Atlanta big time. You know what I'm saying? I'm from here. You know what I mean? So, my thing is, when you notice, the biggest thing we notice is always going to be when these people are putting on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You trying to keep up with the Joneses because you feel like that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to keep up. Ain't no dick measuring contest. I'm always pee harder than you. You know what I'm saying? Stop peeing in the wind and calling it rain. That's all I'm saying. What you got next on the hot topic list?
Next on the hot topic list. So, I'm not sure if you guys have seen it, but there's this video going viral right now. It started on TikTok. It's on Instagram now. This girl is basically complaining. Well, to me, it sounded like she was.
Okay.
And she was like, I don't understand why guys always pick plain Janes over pretty girls. Now, she goes on to say, like, there's nothing wrong with plain Janes, and, you know, they're not necessarily ugly. And she describes pretty girls as people who get their hair and makeup done all the time, their nails done all the time, are really high into fashion, you know, kind of just walk around done up all the time.
Right.
They, you know, they go out, she said plain Janes don't, they don't really go out much. They don't really, you know, they get dressed up, but not every single day, you know, normal things, right? Mm-hmm. And she just felt like, the good guys were always taken, and that a lot of guys that they end up talking to pretty girls are intimidated because they're like, oh, her words were, you might hurt me or
ooh,
something.
Stop right there. Let me go ahead and take this real quick. Let me stop that. My turn for $200. So let's break this down in sections. Dudes only go for plain James because there's not so much upkeep. And it's not
saying, that's about to say that.
Yeah. And it's not a dig. Again, this is not a dig. We're not Kevin Samuels. This is not the Kevin Samuels crew. You know what I'm saying? I like me an old special ed every now and then.
You.
Oh my god.
That's not what I meant.
Like it with Down syndrome.
That, you almost got me saying yeah. I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying, on chill shit, having to worry about if I got to go put on slacks.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Niggas don't really want to do
shit most of the time. They like to just do, like, they want to maybe go off every so often, like, every now and then.
Like, twice a month, maybe.
Yeah, that's about it, yeah.
That maybe is a hard maybe, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, depending on how the bills fall, you know what I'm saying? Like, bills fall. Like, most women don't understand, and it's not most women. It's a good majority of what it is now, moving around, where they be like, I want to go out, man. People in here want hot water, cold water, but guess what? They ain't getting that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not to offend them, but people gotta understand responsibilities come first. So in my head, if I see a chick that's dressed up, and if I see her all the time, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, damn, she always dressed up. When does she dress down? I can never see her at her worst, right.
And I can never imagine myself. You actually, what do you do? All of I see, always see you going out. Like, I'm gonna think you just.
You got time to party.
You got too much time to party. Like, you ain't doing nothing with your life. Even though that might not be the case, but
it's a bad look.
I'm not going to put myself in that position to try and find out.
Nah. Like, women want to be like, a lot of the time, and this, again, it's not the Kevin Samuels show, but it is a reality show, if you want to be honest with it. You know what I'm saying? Women want to put this facade that they got all of this shit going on. And this is just here in Atlanta, big time. Mm-hmm. We got all this shit going on. Oh, I'm dressed up to the nines, this, that, and third. And you go to their house, they can't cook. Mm. You go to their house, it ain't clean. They don't know how to fold their clothes. If you dated a man, his house is neater than yours?
Dog, I promise you, I cannot. I can't do
you better
it.
Come over here and get one and get you one of these.
That's one of my, like, things. Like, there's no way I should be cleaner than you.
No, and that's a huge red flag for me.
Big red flag.
Because my thing is, like, I always say this, and this is like one of the staples of my this show. Is if a man can't look at you and see if you can take care of home, he's not going to fuck with you.
Mm.
Period. And that's just the reality behind this whole conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? Why niggas don't want a chick to dress up all the time. Motherfucker, can't you dress down and clean up? Like, I'm
I want to see you look like, if you look clean without being dressed up, that's basically what it is.
I'd like to be, like, you ever been hollered at just looking plain Jane? And a dude be like, hey, what's up? Then you see a chick that look way better than you that day.
But she might be in dress. You be like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Like, I look like this and they here. Because don't nobody want that shit.
Don't nobody care.
It looked like it come with problems.
It looked
like it come with a mortgage.
Like, they know.
I don't want that.
That's when you go, oh, she looks like that. Nah, she looks like she's about to be too much.
She about to be a problem. And I ain't about to go broke for no female. That's just real. It's got to be a give and take for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you giving up for me to be able to take this shit? And if it's just me, you giving up your mouth, I ain't in the mood for that. And that's not, again, women don't want to hear dudes' opinions all the fucking time, and we don't want to hear their opinions either. But at the same time, we just trying to balance the relationship world, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, okay, I don't want to go, if we're going out to eat, let's go somewhere where we ain't got to dress up. We go to Waffle House, you know what I'm saying? Go to Applebee's, 2 for $20 on his hair, you know what I'm saying? Red Lobster, you know something?
Red Lobster, yeah. Nigga, I ain't been at Cheddar Biscuits in a minute.
So let me tell you the first time I had a Cheddar Biscuit.
Not you remember.
I was in my 30s, bro.
You ain't been to Red Lobster since you was...
My first time going to Red Lobster, I was 32. 3 years ago. Never had a Cheddar Biscuit.
Who brought you there?
That's irrelevant. Irrelevant. One of my friends, I was out of town. We had went to go eat. I was like, hey, let me go to Red Lobster.
I didn't know if you just heard about it.
That's nah, they were like, they like seafood. I'm not a big seafood fan.
Okay.
Hey, seafood. Ugh. I like shrimp.
Oh, yeah, Islander that hates seafood.
Don't judge my life. I'm a black dude. I hate, hey, fucking watermelon too.
To me, like, eating with your hands is messy.
I just had too much trauma. Eating that shit outside in the summer.
Oh.
You know, big ass horse flies and shit be flying around. Then your mouth sticky and your mom be like, oh, wash your hands at the water hole. Now you gotta go turn on the hole. You got the, and you just start spraying, stop playing my goddamn water. You know, shit like that. so, you know, it just be shit like that. But yeah, cheddar biscuits. But I had like three baskets of little bitches.
You didn't order shit. You just ate cheddar biscuits. Man,
and took a bag home. You hear me? I was like, ain't nobody touching my cheddar biscuits.
But you can take some, you can order them from
restaurants. Yeah.
I never tried them.
The people be like, you know, you can go to the store and get them. I don't want them. I want my shit already made.
They tough, but fresh. Fresh.
I need my
not the Red Lobster kitchen is different.
Man, somebody granddaddy back though. Somebody back that. Look, she's reminiscing. She was like,
man, I'm trying to remember. When was the last time?
I just can't take the smell of Red Lobster. I ain't even gonna lie to you. It smells like wet, dirty, rich dish rag.
Okay.
Tell me, it smells like sour rag.
It's been like 2 or 3 years since I've been
I don't know what it is, but what you got, Nick? What you got on?
We have 1111 by Foster eBay.
Be back with Lewis Talk Radio.
Oh girl, you got me on low, low. See the way you dancing on the floor, floor. I'ma let her take me anywhere she go, go. Cause she know they use me play football. That's why I'm a knock up on her door. Skibidi pop pop pop, skibidi beep pop pop. Girl, come see another man like Shabba. International, you are looking at your lover. Trust me, I got the data. I got the understanding, all the guys them locker. They don't get this cut, so I'ma teach them later. So we go rest for the matter like a mattress. Oh, 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 oh. Shante, E-I-O, C-C-F-O, your body, something like today. But you body, man, you body, yeah. I can testify you bad. I'm a gangster, you should testify. I'm a gangster, and I like the way you be. I like the way you be. Oh, my licha, one your ma. You give me love with the scatter, scatter, my bad, la, la, la. Ima kaka, yeah. One your ma, girl, ima rama. Oh, my licha, one your ma. You give me love with the scatter, tata, my bad, la, la, la. Ima kaka, yeah. Oh, my licha, girl, ima rama, yeah. Wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about the meal that she like. I could be the one that you call, but my position is the thing that you want.
Yo, welcome back to Lewis Talk Radio. So we had a question asked while we were on our break.
Yes.
That's that question.
The question was, when you're dating a pretty girl and you guys go out in public, do you feel like you are always on edge with other dudes looking at them and, you know, wanting to tussle or, you know, trying to holler at your girl, like,
I'm more or less be like, this is how niggas do it. They be like,
I'm gonna be honest, bro. I don't think I ever had that worry.
It's not really, because niggas don't really, this is how niggas do. Let me tell you, this is how niggas think. He like, there's a couple of things they gonna do. They gonna look at you like, and you be like, you gonna look at them like yeah. They don't say shit to each other. Or he could be a hating ass nigga. They ain't gonna do shit. Cause you know they looking at you, your girl, but you can be like, hey man, it is what it is, but they probably shut talking to you. Bro. They always talk, man, he ain't knowing what I do, bro.
Bro, look, I'm gonna tell you like this. Your name ain't Devon Lewis, you ain't gotta worry about it. That's just what it is. I'm gonna tell you like that. You understand me? I'm just that motherfucker. I'm just gonna be honest with you, dog. And it's not even like, I don't think I've ever really had to. I'm not a jealous nigga, bro. Like, I've had sisters, right? And I watch dudes approach my sisters. I ain't never been no protective brother. As long as you ain't putting your hands on, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I'm not really. Because I'm going to just be like, she going to say, it ain't, it's out of my control either way.
So until she married, bro, she for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's just how I feel. Until you marry, there's a ring on her finger, there's a ring on yours. Mm-hmm. She for everybody at that point. Because at the end of the day, it's like this. With you can't control, why try to control it? That's true. If she gonna entertain a conversation with another nigga, who am I to stop it? But once I lick it, it's mine. You understand me? I don't share. I'm not good at sharing.
Somebody else licking. You can have it. Go ahead, brother. It's your turn.
I dare a dude to try, though. Go ahead. Feel free.
I'm not gonna lie, I'll be the type of nigga to like pretend that you're not my girl so I can watch him go up to you and then be like, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna just sit there. Like, damn, bro, she said no. Damn, bro, that's fucked up.
I bet you I can get it.
Go ahead, bro. I'd be like,
no, that's what I'm saying. No, I'd be like, I bet you I get a number though.
Go ahead.
And walk it. No, I'm saying me. Oh. As I'm saying, like, if you sent your homeboy up to her or whoever to go holler at your girl, right? Mm-hmm. And you just pretended like you don't know her, I'd be that nigga. I'd be like, bro, you didn't. All right, I'll be there. I'm going to go try.
Oh, yeah, I know you. I know you will. I know you will. You'd be like, oh, shit, really? Okay.
All right, I'll be there.
That's because your name not Devon Lewis.
It's not Devon Lewis, nigga. You understand what I'm saying?
You look like the type of nigga to talk in third person.
Yeah. You know,
yes, you would.
It's funny as hell to say that now because
Devon Lewis don't take no for an answer.
That is so fucking weird, bro. That's so vain. Like, yeah, Devon Lewis said, nah. You did Devon Lewis' workout today. You wearing Devon Lewis' hoodie.
Yeah. I gotta see. Hey, bro. No. You gotta do that for a whole day, bro.
I am not doing that, bro. Devon Lewis said, pick up that weight.
It just roll off the tongue so good, bro.
Oh, my God.
Devon Lewis
said, like, ain't you Devon, nigga? I'm like, nah.
No, nigga.
No. Devon Lewis said, do your fucking work. It's ridiculous.
That's
just
hilarious.
What else we got?
Okay. So, right before we leave this topic. So, if, you know, people don't want pretty girls, they want plain Janes. Like, what constitutes, like, you wanting that plain Jane? Like, what is it? When you look at a quote-unquote, I'm doing air quotes for people can't see.
Right.
And when you want a plain Jane, what is it because of? I know you said you don't want pretty girls because they look like they come with problems, but why pick the plain Jane?
I mean, plain Janes come with problems too.
You're right.
There's a lesser of two evils, though.
So what do you look for when you choose it?
Well, I think just the deem her as pretty is not necessarily the most applicable thing. I think it should be more or less
what the personality.
Yeah, personality. How does she live her life? Like, what are you showing me?
What are you doing?
Yeah,
that's gonna benefit me.
Right,
to
right,
be
right.
with you.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Just like when women want to know what's going to benefit me being with you. The same in reverse. Don't nobody in this world want to date nobody that don't have fucking ambitions and goals. If your fucking conversation is like this, what you doing? So what is your ambition? Oh, I'm trying to hit 60 million on TikTok. I got to let you go. If your conversation to me is, oh, I'm trying to get my subscribers up on YouTube, I gotta let you go, this cannot be a job. We do this YouTube thing and Spotify thing just for hobby, pure hobby. Where it goes from here, who the fuck knows? I mean, we know, but that's not the point. The point is, this can't be every time you talk to Kevis or talk to KJ or talk to myself, it's like, oh, so what y'all doing? Oh, we just trying to hit, you know, we trying to hit 1,000 subscribers. Oh, I'm trying to get my Instagram content up. I'm trying to go Instagram famous. Like the world is literally became social media driven.
Well, I mean, I can be a little more lenient on the YouTube thing, depending on what she's doing at the moment in time.
If it's beneficial. But if you're just doing it and there's no, like, it has to have a goal.
Yeah, if I don't really see, like, there's intention, like, if it's just, like, you just saying it, like, I don't really see you, like, putting in the work for it.
If you're not putting the money in to get the shit, like, I said I was going to start a podcast studio. You know how I started this shit? With a fucking cell phone. It started with a phone. Dead serious.
Nah, like, you see, this is ambition. The man got a sound keyboard. He got the iPad. He got the mics.
Got the lights. You know what I'm saying? I got all the shit set up.
What are you doing?
You know what I'm saying? So my deal was, if for us, when it comes to women, when we look at women that are plain Jane, is like, is she hardworking?
Yeah.
Like, are you, like, for me, my thing is like, okay, I see how hard she work, and I know she see how hard I work. What can I do to alleviate some of that hard work?
Exactly. And a lot of times, too, because we know y'all are not going to be on social media much, I'm automatically assume, I'm like, okay, like, you don't necessarily care for attention.
Or, right.
But even if you do post a lot, that doesn't necessarily constitute that you want attention all the time. But I'm more or less going to be, like, looking at the person who doesn't say much or doesn't do much because I don't want an attention seeker.
No, definitely not that. And to touch that, I'm going to round that conversation off with is plain Jane women tend to validate their men more.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Validation is a real thing. Men do need it. Just like women need validation. Well, women don't really need validation. Women need reassurance.
Yes.
Reassurance is a thing for women. When women don't realize men need validation, we don't need you posting us on fucking Instagram. We don't give a fuck about none of that shit. But validation is a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, making us feel just as important as we make y'all feel. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, if you don't make us feel important, which you don't do,
if you don't feel like, we don't feel like we're benefiting you,
another woman will do. And that's the age-old conversation. It's like, what you won't do, another person will. That is the truth. Just like, I don't believe in having female friends and talking to my female friends about shit going on in my life. You know why? Because that vulnerability state sets in.
Oh, yeah.
And people play on vulnerability. Just like niggas be like, oh, I got it. I'm not the one that's going to be like, I'm not going to be mad if my girl has a homeboy, but we not hanging out.
Yeah, that's how I be.
I'm
not too pressed on trying to be friends with your homeboy.
Don't be like, oh, you're my best friend. First of all, if he's your best friend, he better have sugar cookies in his pocket. And I say that with the straightest face.
Hey, bro, that's the safest way.
That's the only way. No, that's the only way for me. Because at least I know he ain't after your cookie.
Yeah, yours.
No, he ain't after mine.
He ain't got word of you close to you.
He ain't even lying in the house, bro. I'm going to catch you at the gate. This is my face of peace, my boy. What happens in this Zai kingdom stays in Zai's kingdom. You know what I'm saying? We don't play like that. What we got next on the topic?
Next topic, right? So, keeping it on track with, social media and women feeding into what they believe or assume men like because of social media. How do y'all feel when, I know a lot of women assume that men just want sex. You know, so they think that the skimpy, tight clothes and the twerking and The fact that I just lost my train of thought. The fact that, you know, they can, I'm trying not to be vulgar. You know, but the fact that they can, you know what I'm saying, fuck good or suck good, you know, is all that they need to catch a man's eye. Like, how do y'all feel about that?
That man needs sex all the time?
Yeah, like, for women who, like, you know, they think, like, oh,
that's
going out in these clothes and like the twerking in the club and all, you know, this is how they
constitute a man wanting to have sex with him.
This is how they get a man's attention. This is how.
That's what the night. Mami, que yo no Romeo, te doy una aventura y no soy Romeo. Mami, sabes que contigo no fantameo. Frotar la lámpara y yo cumplo tus deseos. Cuando yo te pongo al revés, mami, que rica sin ropa. Yo, welcome back to Lewis Talk Radio. We had to pick this technical shit. Now we're back, and we're gonna go ahead and keep rolling with the show. What you got? Give us that question back again before we have this fuck up.
So the question was, for women who get this idea that, you know, all men want is what they see on social media, so they go out wearing like skimpy, skin tight clothes, you know, or they think that all men want is sex, so the twerking and the, you know, their best qualities are fucking second, and that's what they need to keep a man. Like, what do you have to say to that?
Like, you know, I like my analogies. Let's say you're making some food, right? Making some nice, the food smell good, it look good. If you make the food look good, you make the food smell good, I'm going to want to eat it at the end of the day. I might not even really want that food, but you're going to make it look good, it smell good, it tastes good, shit, might as well. But I will say that to say that is kind of like, I think that's a little overbearing, like, to say that.
I think that's a little fucking arrogant. only because, reason being is like, if you're dressing up just for that image, for that type of attention, you're seeking it, right? I worked at clubs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was a bouncer at security. I did security at clubs and shit like that. I've seen women dress damn near with nothing on. And tried to walk up on me for it. And I'd be like, bro, nah. not my speed. Yeah. Like, I don't want a woman that's damn near showing off everything they got. Because what's for me isn't for everybody. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And the idea that, and that's the world that we live in nowadays. Like, literally everybody feels that, oh, the world we live in, everybody trying to get at you. Oh, everybody want to get, you know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to get sex from me. Nah, nigga, we not trying to get no sex from you. You know what I'm saying? That's not. Everybody ain't hot.
Yeah. And it's hard to say. I think that only applies to a very small group of men or guys. I don't
know. A group of boys.
Mm-hmm. Like, because you're not going to get that from, like.
I'd rather chase a chick with a suit. With a nice little suit on.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay. I'll be like, all right.
I'm like, all right, she's working that pencil dress on
now. Like, and this is why I was like, whenever you ask me about a lot of my friends, I'd be like, whoever I'm talking about, like, they're two different, completely different type of people. I'm like, if you talk about like, my friends, like, usually the ones I met back when I was at Jewel Hill, like, none of them would even pay mind to it. It's just half naked in the club. Like, they would even bother to look her way. They would just be like, bro, that's nasty.
Like, even with the homeboys I had, you know what I'm saying? We ain't even out of me. The conversations I hear between old ass men and young men are two different conversations. Mm. My conversations usually be like this. Mm. Whereas old men, man, I'm trying to get that bitch. Like, I'm trying to hook that bitch. What the fuck? It's disgusting. You know what I'm saying? But that's the difference between old men trying to be young. And y'all chasing and paying for this shit. We not, man. Nah, I want to check with substance, bro. Yeah. Like, that's just reality. You know what I'm saying? I want her to be conservative, keep her shit. You know, you ain't got to show your cleavage and your pussy print on fucking social media. Nobody give a fuck about none of that. Because, again, if you showing it off to social, it ain't for me.
And to be honest, most guys who just want that, they will tell you that's all they want. Like, they're like, I don't want anything. They don't use nobody for this, or they don't be like trying to. I feel like most people eliminate that fact and don't put that part of the story in there. Like, guys will tell you, like, I'm just trying to do this, I'm just trying to do that. Like, they will tell you if they want anything more or anything less. Like, and I feel like what happens is a lot of the times, I mean, I'll be like, okay, and then it don't stay like that. Somebody start catching feelings most of the time, and it's like, well, what are we doing? Well, I told you what we was doing.
I mean, at the end of the day, we got to look at it like this. There's logical, then there's emotional. Mm-hmm. When you can logically go to somebody and be like, hey, this is all I want is sex. Women, and this is not a jab, ladies, but y'all can't differentiate the two. You can literally say, oh, yeah, I can be logical. No, the hell you can't. It's not in your DNA. Y'all have 24 hormones. Niggas only have 3. And we only use one of them bitches 98% of the time. So let's just be real. Men are more, because we have to make it make sense. Mm-hmm. Women have to break it down in order for it to make sense. Dudes just have to look at it like, oh, that looks right. Logically.
Yeah.
Y'all need to know the answer before it makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Men aren't going to ask a bunch of questions. If you say, oh, no, I was with such and such, okay, cool. But it doesn't mean we not going to investigate it. We just going to be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
It makes sense for now. And I'll worry about it when it recircles. Mm-hmm. Women, no, y'all, whoop, big ass magnifying glass. What you said you was well. With who? At what time? Why? When? Who did it? And how much did it spend? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's just reality. We men don't always want to have sex. Yeah. Like, it's like having an exotic animal. You like the bitch. Doesn't necessarily mean we want to take it home.
Yeah. I don't want my favorite animals to pet. If not, that nigga will eat me.
I'm just saying, like, it has to logically make sense. A chick that doesn't dress up like that, if she's conservative, well-kept, you know what I'm saying? And my biggest thing is, don't be trying to put on fake press-on nails over dirty fingernails, chick, because it don't look right. But, man, I've seen some interesting things in the club.
And now that's the thing, I didn't notice it, but now I'd be like, bitches really be naked. Like, naked.
panties on. I saw that.
I'm like, what makes you think any nigga want that? Like, it's some nasty niggas out here. I'm not gonna lie, it's some nasty niggas that will really fuck anything. We're talking about different levels of people here.
Ladies be letting niggas that go to the bathroom don't wash their hands rub on their coochie. I don't even. That's all I'm saying. Niggas be going to the bathroom. I worked at the club. Bro be pissing like a racehorse and then go rub them on a chick and she just out there smelling like 8 hours of work. Fresh off of work, no shower. Put on a nice dress and came out with some perfume. Girl, you still smell like baby back bitch. Baby back bitch is crazy. What's next on the top hot topics, man?
Okay, so we're gonna switch.
I want my baby back,
friends.
Chili. Chili's about to get some money out of this.
Yeah.
Baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
I can't eat baby back ribs. I don't think I ever actually even had them. I don't like ribs. People be like, hey, we had a turkey rib. Nigga, where? What turkey you found a rib from?
Turkey, though.
It don't work. What's next on the hot topics, man?
So we're going to switch the view a little bit. So we went... keeping it on, like, male attention, women seeking male attention, right? Or looking, you know, for the attention of men. How do you define a pick me? And I'll read you the definition afterwards, and I'll tell you the definition that women use. But how do y'all define pick me's?
And where they gotta explain
it? In Jamaican terms, I hear pick me. That's what I'm hearing.
No.
I hear, because that's what, when I speak to anybody, that's how they say it. They be like, so YouTube just means kid, like child or something. That's what I mean.
Is that a pick me?
No, like two words. Like pick me.
Oh, like a chick gotta be like, oh.
Yes, like pick me.
Oh, I don't pay that shit no mind.
Yes.
That shit is gross.
Okay. No, you said it's gross?
It's gross.
It's weird.
How do you define pick me? Like, what is a pick me to
a
guy?
Yes woman.
A woman
that don't have a fucking opinion.
Okay.
No backbone.
Mm-hmm. Well, just yes. Okay, whatever you need.
I'm good. I don't.
Unless I want you to play that role, that's not a role I want for my woman.
Mm.
Because there's roles for that. That's called dom and sub. It's true.
That's very true.
There's a dominant and a submissive.
Is Devon Lewis into BDSM?
Is he going to say it in third person?
I mean, I like what I like, but I'm not into like dom shit.
Devon
like,
Lewis
niggas up.
Likes what he likes.
Devon Lewis neither confirms nor denies that he is into that.
I mean, there's only one.
Devon Lewis says what he says, and there's only one.
There's only one. You know what I'm saying? You can get. It's like Pringles. Once you pop,
oh,
you just can't stop.
All right.
Okay, Devon Lewis.
All right.
Okay. All right. You know what I'm saying? But nah, a pick me is nah. We definitely don't.
Good.
So if I got a if you holding up a sign and be like yeah me.
So when you Google it, two definitions. So the first one is a woman who claims or acts as if she is unlike most other women in order to gain attention from men.
You know how many times I've heard that before.
Meh.
I ain't never, but I'll do it for you. But suck dick like a whole champ. They'll suck the skin up off your shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Pull a quarter through a straw.
What was that? Wait a minute. I wasn't ready.
Urban Dictionary says that a pick me is a girl who seeks male validation by indirectly or directly insinuating that she is quote unquote not like the other girls. Basically,
I'm gonna need you to email version. Give me some referrals. Give me a referral. Give me three niggas that don't dislike you, and I will compare notes.
I want three niggas that can attest to this, and they ain't tried to fuck you.
That part.
So now, here's the thing: a lot of women will define a pick me or call other women who support certain male ideologies or beliefs, pick me's. So women and dating coaches,
yeah,
like April Mason, or like if you're on Instagram and like YouTube, Pearly Things, people who give men perspective, or like, you know, they work with men, and so yeah, they give the perspective.
So
of
they
kind of
support a man's view.
So they understand.
Those are pick me's.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Because that means you. Well, I wouldn't say that. In a way, yes, and then in a way, no. Because they're validating a man.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to make it make sense for other women to be like, yo, this is why they think like this. This is what it is. You can either agree or disagree. Just like there's women that just don't like fucking men. Period.
Yeah. Don't
like, it don't make no sense. Like, you could be the sweetest, most caring person in the world, but dudes, just fuck y'all. We don't like y'all. Y'all are after us. You misogynistic bastards. You always that stuff. You know, some old bigotry bullshit. It's just the world we live in right now. You know what I'm saying? And that's, like, back in the day, like, we not saying women need to shut the fuck up. We not saying that. But sometimes, less is more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to always get a point across.
Like, y'all, like, they just, like, what I'm seeing is that you're just saying shit. Like, there is no actual meaning
factual
to
shit
what you're saying. Like, the biggest thing I keep saying, I told you this earlier, like, all I keep seeing a lot of times is like, oh, they always want to defend their homeboys, they so misogynist that they might really be gay. I'm like, what? How does that even, what does that even, like,
the biggest thing for me, bro, is I don't defend my homeboys.
If you're wrong, you're wrong. I'm gonna tell you, that's like, just what it is.
And that's, we were talking about that earlier, so that's just like having a yes man on your team. I don't fucking need a yes man. Because that to me is some old sensitive ass bullshit that men aren't supposed to be. Like, if you uplifting a nigga, that's something different. Mm-hmm. But if you riding my dick, get off my dick, bro. Like, I don't need help in that area. You know what I'm saying?
So does that go for, like, the women who try and make it make sense to other women?
Yeah, I don't need you riding my dick, because I'm going to make it make sense for myself. If a man can't get his point across just verbally saying what he needs to say, and a woman has to come in and be like, so what he was saying was, shut your ass up. My point was very clear.
But
women are selective. Let's be clear. Y'all are selective. Y'all are selective creatures. You. That's like if you say, does this dress make me look fat? Well, what you trying to say? I'm looking, I didn't say that. Hold on, because that's not what I said. Or just like men, like, so this is my favorite, like, go-to. Women will write a fucking book in a text message, right? Men will skim that book and pick out the words that we see to make the entire conversation. Oh, so she just wants some attention.
Now, that it depends on how important the conversation is.
No, that ain't serious. Like, it comes.
That's personally me. I'll read it.
I'll read it. I'll go back and read it after. If I'm in the middle of doing some shit, okay, she just wants some time. Cool. You see what I'm saying? But if it's literally, like, if we just had a disagreement at home, but you always got it where it is. Motherfucker, you want time? Just say that shit. I'm the type of nigga, like, be direct. Be direct. That's it. That's all you have to do. It's not fucking rocket science.
Really?
Yeah. That's like if you go out to eat and you don't like pickles on your fucking burger, say, I don't like pickles on my burger.
It's just, if you just say, like, you try to explain yourself to me without even telling me what's going on.
Around the bush.
I'm like, so what is it exactly the problem is? Like, I don't know what's going on, because I'm hearing a lot of shit being said, but I don't know what's being said.
But it's always after a blow. It's a blow up. It's not after a sensible conversation. Yeah, it's after, like, boom, motherfuckers, it's after that. You didn't do this. That. And niggas is just like, so out of all of that, you just want to spend some time.
Yeah.
When that's all you had to say.
Now, I told you when that happened to me before. I told you that when I was randomly, when I was the last girl, I was like, where she just started cussing me out the blue. Even when I told you,
that's
she
level
was like calling me sorry. She called me
you sorry.
And all the I was so confused on what was the problem. And then at the end of it all, when my phone died and I couldn't respond, they were calling me and shit like this. trying to apologize. I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. Like, I'm very confused. Like, I see you're upset, but I'm not even sure what you're upset about. But what for? Like, you're not telling me anything.
A lot of the times, men just need to be told straight. Like, we're fucking simple-ass creatures. We're not analytical, unless that's how you choose to be. I'm analytical because I pay attention to shit. I'm observant as fuck. But even still, with being said, just be fucking simplicity is the top. Is the word of the day. The letter S is brought to you by Lewis Talk Radio.
I wish I had the Elmo
thing. Oh my god!
Letter S, more Superman.
It's simplicity is a thing, right? Mm-hmm. To the point of you don't have to stretch the mile. You know what I'm saying? If you want to just be able to say, hey, I want a date night with you tonight, let's watch a movie. That's all you got to fucking say. Don't go tiptoeing around being, I mean, you treat me like I'm one of your clients and shit. I cannot stand somebody that compares themselves. I've had that said to me so many times in my lifetime, bro.
I don't even know how to respond to that. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if you know that.
When you're dating somebody or you're dealing with somebody, and they start comparing themselves, like, you give your clients more time than me. I see you posting new clients on Instagram. Okay, that's how I get my money, though.
They literally pay you.
Okay. I get paid.
This is how we go on dates.
Most on my exact.
That money is how.
In the future,
you get your Christmas present.
If you bringing me headaches and stress, nigga, I.
There's nobody. I'm like, you understand? I have nobody paying me less than $300 a month. You think I need to be bullshitting?
If I'm up at 3 a.m, the ass crack of dawn, working my ass off.
That is that.
I need less stress in my head. That's all I'm saying. Bring me head, not headaches. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Feel me when I say it. You understand what I'm saying? What's next on the hot topic
list? Well, so question with everything that you just said. So bringing it back to the pick me question, you said you feel like you don't need women to tell your point.
No.
To speak for y'all. So how much success do you feel like you have with women understanding the ideologies and just the basics of you guys as men?
I feel like women don't ask questions. I feel like
no, they ask. It's just for the benefit of themselves.
Or if they do ask, they don't believe it. They don't want to hear it. It's not the truth.
A dude can tell you the truth in your fucking face and just still be a lie. A dude can be like, you call your girl, they be like, their girl call you, be like, hey, what you doing? Oh, I'm looking at these chicks with their ass.
Stop playing.
Okay. Alright, I told you. Like, when women want to call a man and be like, what you doing? Half the time, we're doing nothing. And, then like, and when we say nothing, you're like, what the fuck does that mean? I can't sit at the house and do nothing?
You just sitting there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really am. I ain't doing shit. I'm really just sitting there.
I'm just sitting there. Like, it doesn't have to be so goddamn complex. It's not like I'm out here knitting a fucking sweater.
We're really like, we're really cavemen, bro. We just be chilling. We the simplest shit. Look, gather our attention, bro.
I feel like after I've dealt with people so long throughout the day or throughout the week,
I don't want to talk to shit. I really don't want to talk to them a lot.
I'd rather want to be on the phone.
Yeah. Some people.
My conversation be short as hell. I'm like, all right, man.
You know that one, I don't know, especially that one nigga, I don't know his name, but he always talking too damn.
Oh, the loud nigga on the,
not that, I don't know, it's the short, bald-headed, swole nigga. I don't know his name, though.
I don't know. He always be talking loud?
Nah, he just be talking a lot. I be like, yeah.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, he stopped me all the time. I be like, all right, gotta go. I'll walk up on the nigga real quick. What we got on the hot topic?
Hot topic.
Bring us to a song break real quick. We'll come right back.
Break. We have Rico by Tayo.
Rico.
I can get it to play.
Y'all, when we retire with Lewis Talk Radio, y'all stay tuned.
White clouds within my reach. I'm a little buzzed. Who got the blood to keep me buzzed? Blew across that chasm to the faraway mountain peak. So I said, please.
The times I think women think that they understand exactly what it is that y'all are saying or what y'all go through. And so this next question was, how do y'all feel when women bring up or say, be a man? How does that make y'all feel? What does it mean to be a man from a man's perspective?
It means everything. First of all, when I take my feet out the bed and put them on the floor, I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to become a man at a very early age. Mm. So, learning and having to strive to be better than I was yesterday. A lot of the times, that support that women have, like the support system of their friends, their sisters, aunties and shit like that, men don't have that shit sometimes. So you're having to force to keep trudging on with a lot of stress, you know what I'm saying? Or having to deal with a lot of unnecessary pressure. And it's not saying that women don't deal with that neither, but a lot of the times they don't have to deal with that shit as much as men do. The most y'all got to deal with is a dude throwing dick at you or kidnapping your ass. It's one of the two things that's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? We're not worried about being kidnapped. We worry about being shot. You know what I'm saying? So being a man doesn't constantly, like when women say that shit, and 9 times out of 10, women say that shit when it's in the heat of them not getting what they want or getting to the next level of where they feel like they should be. And there's never should be an expectation of you of degrading your man to that level that you don't feel like he's man enough. You see what I'm saying? Like, if he's not man enough for you, why are you here? If you have to tell me to be a man, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah, very true.
One time to tell me to be a man, and guess what? Yeah, poof, bitch, be gone.
At this point, that's a little.
That's equal. That's Nick's bye. We ain't got to have another conversation after that, because that is like calling me broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the times, women like to play on our weaknesses, and yeah, some men that they are telling to be men, they may not have had a father figure to teach them how to be a man. Right. So, yeah, that does come into play. But at the end of the day, it's like, what are you willing to do to help your man be that man? Mm-hmm. Are you going to keep belittling him? Or are you going to uplift him? Because words of affirmation mean a lot. Especially, like, simple compliments. I don't take compliments well. But little gestures go a long way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never going to be where, babe, you look great today. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. I know that. You know what I'm saying? And it's not me being conceited, but that's because I've already instilled that into myself. Like, I don't need somebody else to tell me, well, you look great. Appreciate it. It doesn't do anything for me. You know what I'm saying? Whereas opposed to small little tokens of appreciation. I'm not saying you got to go out and break the bank to please me. You can buy me a fucking pack of Oreos and some socks. Like, you got to pay attention to your nigga. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay attention to your person. If you know what they like, why are you going to go buy them some shit that they don't use? That's not an appreciation of me. That's because you're thinking for self. You're thinking for self of what you going to get out of the situation later. A lot of people do shit with malice intent to get something from something. But then when you're telling me to be a man, it only takes my mental state to another level of like, well, damn. Am I man enough? You know what I'm saying? What else am I supposed to do to be more manly? You see what I mean? Like, I can't be more of a man than I'm already am. Like, you wasn't saying that shit when you was getting this manly dick. You know what I'm saying? But now I gotta be a man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting real. What's your take?
It's funny. When I was in college, we had a discussion about this in my English class. And I don't necessarily think that there is a absolute definition of what it is, because there may be some places in my life that I am not necessarily being a man in to somebody else.
Right. You know what I'm saying? The fact that we play video games.
We play video like, yeah, some people just be like, you play video games?
That's childish.
Yes.
Or I watch cartoons.
I think that shit fine. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So
I watch cartoons.
I do too.
I ain't gonna change that shit for nobody.
Exactly. So I feel like, you know, to judge me based and you don't understand me or know much about me is, I think that's a little fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know my backstory. You don't know who or what I was raised by, the type of environment I could have been in, like, to make me the person I am today, and not to even try and put yourself in a position of understanding to see, like,
well,
what's going on.
And it's funny you say that. So we're going to say it like this. Most, 9 times out of 10, women are in lust with the idea of you.
Yes.
They want that security of a man that's going to be there. Oh, I haven't had love. Or they're missing a father figure. Or they had that one heartbreak that they never was able to bounce back from. So now they're bouncing from rebound to fucking rebound. And they're taking that same tragic ass trash with them. From that last relationship, or from their father not being in their life teaching them what love is really like, then all of a sudden you're taking that and you're like, well, he's not man enough for me. Just because he's not man enough for you doesn't mean he's not man enough for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or the next person. That's just like when women always assume that men want the America's next top model. That's just a figment of their fucking imagination. Exactly. It doesn't exist. It's not real. Just like you telling a man to be a man, it's not real. It's a statement.
You made this point earlier. And I think it's a good time to bring it up, because we talked about this, right? We said about the Omni-Man thing and the superheroes, right? About you said his wife, why did she marry Omni-Man was the strongest one, but she's like, that's dangerous to marry the strongest one. But I'm like, so you gonna marry the weakest one? Would you marry the weakest superhero? Because now he gonna get his ass beat by everybody. You see what I'm saying? So, but us, right?
What?
It's a hypergamy thing. They always want you. Women want the best nigga. They want a top tier nigga at all times. They don't want niggas. Don't care. We do care, but it's like we don't.
But it's not that price. Bad.
It's not. We like, all right, you look good. You're pretty, you take care of yourself, you get your shit done, I'm good. That's all I need.
It's not as pressed on as if you're trying. Like, I feel like women go to their family gathering and be like, this is my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, ta-da! He look better than yours.
Do y'all do that?
Do what?
Y'all be like that? Y'all gotta think about it.
In a way.
Even if you don't like consciously do it, like,
it's yeah,
like,
but it happens because your cousins will come up to you and be like, girl,
and,
like,
yes, and
if your you upgrade, got this, that's how you upgrade, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. I got sisters and aunties, bro.
Well, I think it's because inherently women are like naturally looking for, we only have one partner, we can only carry one baby at a time, so right. We're gonna look for the strongest. You know,
I mean, it's like slavery. You like, find the you find. No, I'm saying no. Like this is how you compare the shit, right?
Oh Lord.
It's like you find the biggest, strongest, yep. And then you exploit that person.
Exploit is such a strong word. Like exploit is so negative.
It's not. I don't mean it in a negatory way. What I mean is when I say exploit, I mean like you're exerting his. Resources by he gave me a super baby. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. This nigga got a good look at my baby hair. He got good hair and shit.
My offspring will be strong.
You know what I'm saying?
He will be provided for. I will be provided for. Yeah.
Right. So it's like that I did a podcast a couple of days, not days, months back, where it says our men are loved, our men loved unconditionally or conditionally. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it comes down to when you have those thoughts. Mm-hmm. Because men are only loved within conditions of being able to provide something.
If I can't do nothing for you, if I have no value to you, if I can't do anything.
They're not going to stay.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing for, like you guys brought up earlier. If a woman doesn't really provide any value to your life, any benefit to your life, there's no need for her to be around. Because y'all are self-sustainable on your own.
But I feel like men can kind of like filter through that a little bit more than women can.
Yeah, I feel like the weight that it holds
is way
little,
different.
It's a little bit different.
Though. Really?
Because you might not be able to do shit for me, but
we can tolerate your personality and your time. Most men they'll enjoy your time.
Yeah, presence.
And presence versus you. If you're cooking and spending time with me, we good.
I'm straight.
That's as simple as most niggas can get. If he's coming at you to go on vacations and take him, he's not after you. He's after what you can do. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a difference. But for men, we have a long list to be loved unconditionally until it's no longer a condition. If we don't provide shit, we don't bring money in the house, if we not up working, we not help providing at the household, we not taking care of your needs just like we need. You taking care of our needs, but we not fitting yours. It's a condition. Everything's within a condition. It's already hard enough being a man, but when it's like the way society has became more vast, open with putting your shit out publicly, it's like, oh, well, if I don't do this, you gonna air me out on TikTok. If I don't do this, it's going to become everybody else's business. So we're loved within those conditions of, okay, long as I'm doing everything in sequence, there's nothing going to be wrong. But that's a stress within itself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a condition. Everything's loved within a condition. As long, and that same thing goes for like women too. I'm not biased. I'm not going to be that dude that be like, oh, no, women.
Nah, it's definitely
the same. It's definitely a trade-off. Like, because y'all sacrifice some shit, too. Women sacrifice shit all the time. But men don't give them their roses for that shit. And that's understood. Like, that's never going to be missed, but we never talk about the shit that men go through. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because there's millions of songs that women write talking about how niggas ain't shit. But there's not one song that you can listen to by a dude. Actually, there probably is, but
yeah, I can only think of one.
DTB.
Right, that's like that is one of the only. But how many?
But how many?
Take that one.
Like,
how many can I think of?
I can
go
back. You ready? TLC. I don't want no screw.
Sure.
True. Summer Walker.
Beyonce. Bugaboo. Like, there's more songs. We can list a number of female songs to maybe, 10 that I can think of by guys that women ain't shit. Half the time a dude's singing a song trying to get the woman back. You know what I'm saying? 4 minutes of mine.
Yeah, I can only think of one other song.
I'm trying. I have a song in my head, and I'm trying to remember the words.
A lot of the time, but what I mean is, a lot of the time, women are so, their emotions tend to take over, mm-hmm. and it's not something that we can. It's like the famous phrase is, you can live with them, but you can't live without them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You see what I'm saying? We can deal with you, but sometimes we don't want to. You know what I'm saying? But we'll tolerate a man that's strong enough to tolerate the sassy back talk. He's gonna put his foot down, and eventually that shit's gonna cease to exist. You know what I'm saying? It's not saying that you just gonna shut the fuck up completely, but you know, hey, I need to stop playing with my dude. You know, like, let me, all right. I pushed a little button, you know what I'm saying? So let me just pump the brakes a little bit.
Especially if you use some, like, niggas that'll kind of go back and forth and bicker with you a lot.
I'm not that dude, bro.
Some niggas, I can name a handful of niggas that be like, you gotta go. And they not even about to deal with
it. If I hit you with an okay, you might want to go ahead and
leave alone.
Leave alone, right? But anywho, I feel like that was a good show. We had a good show, y'all.
I think so.
So when we come back next.
Next year.
Oh,
next year. I'll see y'all next year, oh, baby.
Shit. When are we doing our next one? On the first?
Is it?
That's a Sunday.
The first Sunday. Is a Sunday?
New Year's Eve is
on Sunday. I don't think I'm training. I don't even think I'm working.
Okay. I'm working myself.
I don't think I'm training.
Well, either way it goes, we're gonna figure it out. We're going to be back. New Year.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all, appreciate y'all for tuning in. I appreciate all of our fans, all the people that watch in. Next year, we got some things coming, man. We go. Mm-hmm. I need everybody to go to our Instagram page, Lewis Talk Radio on Instagram. Go to Lewis Talk Radio, Lewis Talk Radio 22 on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then subscribe to us on YouTube, Lewis Talk Radio, man. We're about to be the number one hottest podcast, radio, whatever the hell we got going on here. Hit the show. We actually, did you see our fucking numbers, yo?
Yes.
You didn't see it?
Wait, on the last episode?
No, it was our numbers for the year.
For the year.
I did, but it was I didn't think I finished it. I saw it was like 1,000.
Bro, we hit 482%. Holy shit. 482%. And we reached 8 countries.
Yes. Eight countries,
bro. You know what I'm saying?
We in there.
I'm building the empire, bro.
I see it, bro. I see it.
So, you're trying to touch your continent. That sounds so awkward.
I was about to say
yeah, I was like, hold on now.
Whose continent?
Trying to touch your continent.
Uranus. That's a planet. Hey, if we can reach the planets, bro, we in there. Got to set up another live on location. We're going to try to see what we can do. Got some things coming this year. We're resurfacing some things. We're gonna actually bring up some old podcast topics. We're gonna, you know what I'm saying? Touch on. I think that might be our first year opener.
Mm.
It's coming back with some old shit.
The first topic you ever did?
The very first topic I ever did. That was in 2019.
What was it? Do you remember what it was?
It was like a fitness show. I did something about some fitness.
You do a little hip hop ass video. Right,
guys. I was talking about like losing weight or
Billy Blank.
And that one actually got a lot of views and shit. This nigga stupid. But anywho, so coming in next year, man, y'all stay tuned with us, man. Lock in, subscribe, hit your notification button, turn it on, it'll let you know when we go live. Y'all, next time, y'all, yeah.
Shout.